Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, what was one of your favorite toys when you were younger? Something you really loved?
I used to have this cat pillow.
Okay.
I talked to it when I was bored, and I needed to hold it when I went to bed.
Yeah.
When it was not next to me, I felt sad and couldn't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was my favorite toy.
Sounds like it. Mm. Do you still have it?
No, not anymore. Did you have a favorite toy too?
I did. One of mine is my teddy bear, and it was the one that I actually got as a baby.
Mm.
It's quite old now, but it's still around. It's safe in my parents' house right now.
Oh, so when you go back to your parents,
mm-hmm.
that teddy bear can bring your childhood memories back.
Mm-hmm.
So is our article for today about toys in our childhood?
Well, our story in this month's magazine is all about a special kind of toy that a young boy played with and what it meant to him and his mother. So, let's find out more about this story now.
Reading.
The Paper Menagerie.Jack is the young son of an American man and a Chinese woman in Connecticut, U.S. Jack's mother doesn't speak much English. Instead, she folds paper into impressive animal figures as a way of connecting with her son. She brings these origami animals to life with her breath. One of the creations, Laohu, an origami tiger, becomes Jack's closest companion. While he's young,Jack treasures his paper menagerie. As he gets older, however, he can't help but notice how different his toys and family are from those of his peers. For instance, Jack's father ordered his mother out of a catalog. He paid for her to come live with him in the U.S. One day, one of Jack's classmates insults Jack's mother and his menagerie. After that, the spell on the paper animals begins to break.Jack buries the origami animals deep in the attic and pushes his mother away. He refuses to speak Chinese with her or eat the Chinese food she cooks for him. The more Jack casts his mother and her culture aside, the more silent she becomes. It's only when his mother passes away that Jack grasps what he has lost.
All right, our story starts out by telling us who the main character is. It says, Jack is the young son of an American man and a Chinese woman in Connecticut, U.S.
Oh, so 我们今天的故事主角叫做 Jack. 他的爸爸呢是美国人，妈妈是中国人。那他们住在美国的康乃狄克州。
Mm-hmm, that's a funny word in English, or a funny name. It's not said how it's spelt. It's spelt...Connecticut,
uh-huh.
but it said Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
But it's spelled Connecticut.
Right.
Don't say that second C. All right, let's find out a little bit about Jack and Jack's mother. It、mm-hmm. says here, Jack's mother doesn't speak much English.
Jack 的妈妈不太会讲英文。
Mm-hmm.
So can she communicate with her son?
She can,、mm-hmm. but she doesn't speak much English. So when she's talking to him, she uses...Maybe some Chinese, maybe、yeah. some broken English,、mm-hmm. but then she also does something else.、
Ooh.
It says here, instead, she folds paper into impressive animal figures as a way of connecting with her son. Now, what we're saying here is that she's folding paper into animal figures. Now, when you fold something, this verb means that you bend it in a way that makes it smaller or into a different shape.Now, you can fold lots of things, like paper, here in our story. And you can fold towels、mm-hmm. when you take them out of the wash. You can fold your clothes, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now, as an example, we could say, can you fold up these letters and put them inside the envelopes?
Fold- fold 这个动词呢是折叠或是对折的动作。那除了 fold paper 折纸或 fold clothes 折衣服之外 ,you can also fold your arms across your chest、mm-hmm. like this.、Mm-hmm. Sometimes this shows that you're angry.
That's right. Not always, but sometimes.
Not always.、Mm-hmm. 那回到文章呢 ,Jack 的母亲啊会将纸张折成 impressive animal figures.、Mm-hmm. What are they?
Okay, well, before we find out what they are, let's talk more about this adjective impressive. Now, something that's impressive is something you admire because of the skill needed to make it. Maybe it has a really, really big size, or something is very talented. Now, these figures are impressive because Jack's mother made them very well. Origami can be really hard to make, but she did a really good job. Here's another example.You wrote a very impressive paper. I really liked your ideas.
Impressive 这个形容词呢是令人钦佩的，令人印象深刻的。那它的动词呢是 impress, 使人印象深刻。For example, we can say, she impressed me with her amazing performance.、Mm-hmm. 她那精彩的表演使我印象深刻。那如果我们在 impressed 的字尾加上 ed, 可以把它变成一个过去分词，也可以当做一个形容词来用，是感到印象深刻的，或是感到钦佩的。For example, I was impressed by his ability to speak 8 languages.、
Wow.
他能说八种语言的能力让我感到钦佩。So back to the article,、mm-hmm. Jack's mom can fold papers into impressive animal figures, 也就是将纸张折成厉害的动物形状、mm-hmm. 而这个是她跟儿子 connect 做连接的一种方式。
That's right, she wants to get closer to her son. It also says here, she brings these origami animals to life with her breath.Okay, we saw in that sentence that Jack's mom brings these origami animals to life. Let's talk about this phrase, bring something to life. Now, when you do this, when you bring something to life, you make it seem real or make it more exciting. Now, since this is a story, we can imagine that Jack's mother is actually making these paper animals into real animals. But Jack's probably just using his imagination to think they're real.Here's an example sentence. This party is boring. It needs better music and more people to bring it to life.
So, to bring something to life 代表的是赋予某物生命。But how does Jack's mom bring these origami animals to life? Does she have magic? I guess we'll find it out later.
Well, she really is just...I mean, in the story, she's using her breath to make them animated, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I think it's just Jack using his imagination, really.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we talked about folding paper into animals, but we didn't actually tell you what that action is called yet. So let's talk now about the word origami.
Origami 这个字呢，它代表的是折纸艺术。It comes from Japan,、mm-hmm. 来自日本。
That's right. Okay, so...Let's continue on and find out more about these paper animals. It says, one of the creations, Lao Hu, an origami tiger, becomes Jack's closest companion.
Oh, create, 我们知道是创造的动词。那 creation 这个名词呢，是创造物。纸老虎是妈妈的作品之一 and it becomes Jack's closest companion.
That's right. Now, a companion, this noun, is another word for friend. So, a companion is someone you spend a lot of time with. As an example, I could say, I can't afford to buy all my friends a Christmas gift, but I did get small ones for my two closest companions.
所以 companion 就是同伴、伙伴的意思。那这边补充一个字哦，叫做 company。它当一个名词在使用，那指公司的时候呢，它是可数的，我们都知道这个意思。One company, two companies。那如果它当陪伴的意思，那就不可数了。那有个搭配字是 to keep somebody company， 也就是陪伴某人。So for example, I can keep you company if you feel lonely.、Mm-hmm. 如果你觉得寂寞的话，我可以陪你。Which means I'll be your companion.
Oh, great.
And Jack's closest companion、mm-hmm. is an origami tiger.
That's right. Okay, so let's tell the story a little bit. Let's find out what happens in Jack's life. It says, while he's young, Jack treasures his paper menagerie.
Menagerie 它指的是动物园的意思哦，用来指呢故事中 Jack 所拥有的折纸动物收藏，他相当珍惜它们。
Does it change after he grows up?
Doesn't it always, Elsie?
Mm-hmm.
It says here in the article, as he gets older, however, he can't help but notice how different his toys and family are from those of his peers.
Oh, 那我们先来看一下英文练功房今天要练什么功哦。我们要练的是呢，主词加上 cannot help but, 再加一个原形动词的用法，这个代表不得不忍不住的意思。那首先呢，我们还可以把 cannot 换成 can't, 变成主词加上 can't help but 再加原形动词。
For example, I cannot help but cry in front of everyone.
这句也可以说成 I can't help but cry in front of everyone. 也就是呢，我忍不住在大家面前哭。那我们也可以把 can't 改成过去式，变成 couldn't 这个字。那另外呢，我们也可以把主词加上 cannot 或是Can't help, 后面再加一个动名词，那这个时候 but 是拿掉的。所以刚刚那个例句呢，我们可以说 I can't help crying in front of everyone. 那在第三个要跟同学们提醒的是呢，还可以用一个句型是主词加上 have no choice but, 再加一个 to, 再加一个原形动词，代表我别无选择，只好做某事。那刚刚的例句就会变成 I have no choice but to cry in front of everyone.那回到文章呢，随着 Jack 年纪增长， He can't help but notice how different his toys and family are different from those of his peers. 他不得不注意到他的玩具和家庭跟其他的同侪有多么不一样。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so before we continue on, let's talk more about the noun peer.
Peer, P-E-E-R,、mm-hmm. 这个字是同侪的意思。所以我们有听过同侪压力就叫做 peer pressure.、
Mm-hmm.
So how different is Jack's family compared with his classmates?
Well, let's find out. It says here in the article, for instance, Jack's father ordered his mother out of a catalog.
Catalog 这个字呢，它是一个名词，代表目录的意思。那 Jack 爸妈的婚姻为什么会跟一本目录有关系呢？
So before marrying Jack's dad, Jack's mom lived a poor life.
她当时候呢的生活是很穷困的。
She had her picture put in the catalog and hoped that she could meet and marry a foreign husband.
也就是说呢， Jack 的妈妈是所谓的邮购新娘， mail order bride.那是透过婚姻中介在纸本目录上面，然后呢，或是网路电视上宣传，那由男方去挑选，选出来娶的女性。
Okay, so he ordered her out of a catalog.
Yes.
Like mail order brides.
Yeah.
And it also says here, he paid for her to come live with him in the U.S.
是要付钱，然后让她过来。
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.All right, so in the article, it also says, one day, one of Jack's classmates insults Jack's mother and his menagerie. Now, what he's doing here is not a very nice thing、Mm-mm. to do. He's insulting Jack's mother and the toys, the paper animals. Now, when you insult somebody, this verb means that you say or do something bad or rude about a person, and you make them feel bad.So as an example, we could say, Trevor insulted me when he called me a pig, so I'm not going to talk to him again.
Insult 这个动词呢是辱骂或是侮辱，那是一个比较负面的动作。那文章说呢，有一天 Jack 的同学侮辱了他的妈妈和他的折纸动物、mm-hmm. and those animals.
Right, we should be careful with our pronunciation. As a verb,、mm-hmm. we say insulted or insult.And as a noun, we say insult.
所以动词是 insult,、
mm-hmm.
名词 insult.
Right. All right, so it continues on here in the article. It says, after that, the spell on the paper animals begins to break.
那在那个之后呢，这些折纸动物的上面的咒语也失效了。
So does it mean the connection between the mother and the son is not there anymore? That's basically what it's saying. We'll、mm-hmm. talk more about that in、okay. day three, but there's not really a magic spell on、mm-hmm. the animals. It's just this kind of thing you... It's your imagination as a child, right?
Right.
Okay, so this kind of connection between Jack and his mother is starting to break. He is starting to not like the toys very much anymore. So it says this in our article. Jack buries the origami animals deep in the attic and pushes his mother away. All right, we are talking about the verb bury. Now, we often use this verb when we kind of dig a hole in the ground and put something in the ground to hide it. But here the meaning is just a little bit different. We're still hiding something. We're not necessarily hiding it in the ground. So here, when you bury something, you hide it somewhere that it won't be found, or you'll have to look very hard to find it. Jack is hiding the paper animals under a lot of other stuff, probably in a box. Here's another example. I got a bad grade on my test, so I buried it under a lot of other papers so my parents wouldn't see it.
Bury 这个动作呢，它是掩埋的意思。那特别注意发音哦，它虽然拼作 bury， 不过我们念作 bury。Bury. 那三态变化呢？过去式、过去分词，我们去 y 加 ied 就可以了，念作 buried.
Okay, now he buried these paper animals、mm-hmm. in a special place in the house called the attic. Let's find out what that is.
Attic 这个名词呢，就是阁楼。And we see that he pushes his mother away, right?、
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that he really pushes her.
No.
这里的意思呢，不是他真的把妈妈推开。这边的意思是呢，他不接受妈妈的关心，拒绝他妈妈对他的爱。
Let's find out how he pushes her away. It says here in our article, he refuses to speak Chinese with her or eat the Chinese food she cooks for him.
所以不说中文，不吃中国的食物。
Right, so he's basically saying he doesn't wantto be Chinese like、mm-hmm. she is, because he thinks that makes him different from other people.
Right.
And here it says, the more Jack casts his mother and her culture aside, the more silent she becomes. So what he's doing here is he's casting somebody or something aside. This is like saying you're pushing them away. It's basically the same thing. You push something away from your life because you don't want it or need it anymore.Here, it means that Jack thinks he doesn't want his mother in his life, so he's doing things to show her that he doesn't want her around anymore.
Mm-hmm. Cast somebody or something aside 代表是抛弃、丢掉某人或某物。那 Jack 拒绝他的妈妈和妈妈的文化，这让妈妈变得更沉默。
All right, we're going to skip past a lot of Jack's teenage years here, and we're going to...get to the part where he's sort of an adult now. He's not really living in his parents' home anymore. It says here in the article, it's only when his mother passes away that Jack grasps what he has lost. Now, what we mean by pass away here is when someone passes away, they die. And we usually use this phrase when we want to talk to someone in a sensitive way, such as if you're talking to someone who's just had a family member die, you will say pass away.
Pass away 它是过世的意思，那比起 die 这样的说法呢 ，pass away 比较委婉一些。So when his mom passes away,、mm-hmm. he grasps what he has lost.、
Mm-hmm.
What does grasp mean?
Well, grasp here is a verb, and when you grasp an idea or a fact, you understand it completely. Now, this is usually used to show that the thing that you're understanding is difficult to understand,、mm-hmm. and that it has taken you a long time to figure it out. Here's an example sentence. It was difficult for Leon's parents to grasp that he was gay, but in the end, they understood and accepted him.
所以 grasp 这个动词呢是理解、明白。那当妈妈过世的时候 ，Jack 才理解、明白到他失去的是什么。
Mm-hmm.
But it was too late, right?
That's right.
His mom is not in his life anymore. What about those paper animals?
Well, of course, Elsie. As soon as you have a question like this, it means it's time for us to say goodbye for the day.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't finished quite yet, though. We'll be back again tomorrow, and before that happens, we'll see you here again for a For You chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question today. What did you care about as a child that you gave up as you grew older? Explain why.
I used to care a lot about if I got the best score on my every test.
Mm.
Especially when I was in the elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
But as I grew up, I realized that there were a lot of other things to pay attention to.
Right.
Like friendship,
mm-hmm.
Sports performance, mm-hmm. etc. So I started to tell myself not to focus on my scores that much.
All right. So you still keep them in mind. It's just not the most important thing.
Right.
Well, for me, I used to play the piano when I was young, mm-hmm. and I loved it. And then as I became a teenager, I didn't really like practicing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I listened to my friends play the piano, we all took lessons together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I realized how much better they were and how I was okay at playing the piano, but as I got older and it became more important to them,
mm-hmm.
I realized it really wasn't as important to me. And,
oh. You
know, I kind of told my mom one day when I was 16, I was like, I don't really think I want to take lessons anymore.
Mm-hmm. And so you were not interested in it?
No, I just kind of lost my interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I knew it was expensive to pay for lessons.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, I don't really want to practice. I don't really like playing as much as
mm-hmm.
I used to. So why don't we just stop? But lots of things that we do as children that as we get older, we just don't, you know, have as much time for them or
time, yeah.
interest for them
mm-hmm.
anymore. This has probably happened to you guys. Tell us about it. Tell your friends and your teacher about it too. We have to say goodbye for today, but we'll be back here again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Paper Menagerie. Jack is the young son of an American man and a Chinese woman in Connecticut, U.S. Jack's mother doesn't speak much English. Instead, she folds paper into impressive animal figures as a way of connecting with her son. She brings these origami animals to life with her breath. One of the creations, Laohu, an origami tiger, becomes Jack's closest companion. While he's young, Jack treasures his paper menagerie. As he gets older, however, he can't help but notice how different his toys and family are from those of his peers. For instance, Jack's father ordered his mother out of a catalog. He paid for her to come live with him in the U.S. One day, one of Jack's classmates insults Jack's mother and his menagerie. After that, the spell on the paper animals begins to break. Jack buries the origami animals deep in the attic and pushes his mother away. He refuses to speak Chinese with her or eat the Chinese food she cooks for him. The more Jack casts his mother and her culture aside, the more silent she becomes. It's only when his mother passes away that Jack grasps what he has lost.
Vocabulary Review.
Fold. Harvey folded the newspaper so it would fit into his backpack. Fold. Paula ran her fingers along the old paper, feeling every fold that had been made over time. Impressive. Our profits might seem impressive, but we didn't actually make that much money last year. Companion. Terry was a fun companion to have on vacation, although he was terrible at making plans. Insult. The actor insulted many people when he said something rude about another city.
Barry. After looking for 10 minutes, John finally found his keys buried under a pile of papers on his desk.
Grasp. Helen tried to listen carefully to her teacher's lesson, but she couldn't grasp what he was talking about.